This is Tom and Becky in the Morning in podcast form, presented by Premier Ag and Paso, your one-stop shop for anything you might need in the arena. From team ropes and calf ropes to calf strings and goat strings, they have it all. From brands like Cactus, Fastback, Lone Star, and Willard. Girl, I'm losing.
Yeah, I'm losing. 98.1 KJUG, Tom and Becky in the Morning, keeping Thanksgiving alive. That's my job. I'm not letting Christmas come too early. I'm not doing it. Everybody just wants to rush on by Thanksgiving and get right to Christmas. We even got a radio station down the hall that's playing all Christmas music right now today.
I hate every minute of it.
I won't listen to that. I'm boycotting that radio station. I'll never listen to that radio station until after Thanksgiving.
Oh, calm down.
Oh, I'm not calm. It's mid-November, for crying out loud. How dare you?
People are in the spirit. I saw someone the other day said,
Nobody's
so
in the
what if you want to celebrate a little bit early? Christmas is like such a magical time where everyone wants to come together and be happy. Like, what's that wrong with wanting to celebrate that a little early?
A month and a half?
So what?
False.
People start decorating for Halloween in like mid-September.
6 weeks is too early. 6 weeks is too early. I'm sorry. I'm not going to do it. So in my continuing attempt to keep Thanksgiving alive, we will play the game This or That. You have two choices, Becky. You get to pick one. You get to tell us why. This is the Thanksgiving Day edition. Here we go. Cornbread or dinner rolls?
Dinner rolls.
Really? That quick?
Yeah.
You're not a cornbread fan?
I love cornbread, and I actually contemplated doing cornbread. Wasn't it you that told me not to do cornbread?
Maybe.
Yeah, but just more traditional. For Thanksgiving, traditional. Yeah.
Okay.
Because I almost did cornbread this year.
Going to Thanksgiving dinner or hosting Thanksgiving dinner? Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm definitely the host. I love the host. We do
I'm hosting this year, but going.
Oh, you are, but you would rather go?
Yeah. Like, I'll bring the rolls.
You bring the rolls and then you leave?
The rolls and the Costco pumpkin pie.
Yeah, how dare you. Cooking the turkey in the oven, the
barbecue.
That's
the good thing about being the youngest child of the family. Like, Becky, bring the rolls. You got it.
You get some salad. I'll do some salad. You cook your turkey in the oven, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
Is that what was the question? I'm sorry.
It was, how do you cook the turkey? In the oven, the barbecue, or deep fry, maybe?
Oh.
It's oven. Oven, yeah. It's the oven. Okay. Jellied cranberries or fresh cranberries?
Fresh cranberries. Not out of that can. It's all dented.
I love that can of cranberries. I love canned cranberries. I love it. Fresh one, then you put these fresh cranberries in this boiling pot of water, and then you just add, you know, 2 cups of sugar or something. That's gross. All right, here you go. We're playing This or That Thanksgiving edition. Green bean casserole or just plain green beans?
Green bean casserole.
No, I'm just plain
green beans. Oh, no way. Yeah. For Thanksgiving?
Green bean. I'm not a green bean casserole. Come on.
For Thanksgiving, though.
Like, what is that? Like, the Campbell Soup Company invented that recipe.
And it's bomb. Thank you for that.
One can of cream of mushroom. Eat it straight. Ooh, boy, that's yummy. All right, here we go. This or That Thanksgiving edition. Corn or creamed corn?
Ew, corn.
Yeah,
I don't think I've ever had creamed corn. That sounds disgusting.
It's. I'm okay with it, but like, yeah, no.
No.
All right, black olives or green olives?
Black olives only. I hate green olives.
Eh, I don't mind them every now and then. Gravy or no gravy?
Gravy. Well,
especially when that
no
turkey
gravy
comes out.
Yeah, but it's just so dry. Yeah, but I mean, you have to have gravy.
Okay, here's the last.
Just an option.
Last two are both to do with pies. Sweet potato pie.
Never shut your mouth.
Right, I know, right? Or mincemeat pie.
Oh! Mincemeat pie forever reminds me of my grandma's house. My cousin and I stayed the night on Thanksgiving night, you know, and we just always stay with my grandparents. So we like stayed the night, and it was the middle of the night, like sneaking to the fridge because we wanted chocolate pie. And she thought she was getting like chocolate pie and ate mincemeat pie and spit it out all over her sock. And I just have this memory of my cousin spitting mincemeat pie out all over the kitchen. Ugh.
So when you say mincemeat pie, I think you're eating mice.
I just think you are eating chopped up
mice.
Pureed meat. Why do you think mice?
I don't know why. I just picture little mice.
That's like, disgusting.
Like you've captured mice.
And you ground them up?
You've chopped them up.
Oh, that is horrid.
That's mincemeat. What is mincemeat?
The H went on in your house.
What is mincemeat?
Like chopped up, finely chopped up meat.
It's nothing. Like, yeah, from a mouse.
Why a mouse?
I don't know. You're eating mice.
Oh, God.
All right, finally. So in that case, absolutely sweet potato pie.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Okay. And finally, the big one, the jug pull of the day today. Pumpkin pie or apple pie?
Pumpkin pie. Forever and always. We're talking just Thanksgiving here, right?
Thanksgiving, yes.
Pumpkin pie always.
I agree. I made an apple pie this past weekend. I had a little bit last night. It was okay.
Well, I love apple pie, but yeah, I know. For Thanksgiving, you gotta have pumpkin pie.
Yeah, you do. Pumpkin pie is really it. And I'm even okay with the whipped cream on the top of it.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry. And my mom makes them, but I'm like, oh, Costco.
Costco. $6.99.
Perfectly made pumpkin pie every time. Did you see that thing yesterday? I think it was yesterday that Costco goes through, I don't know, some ungodly amount of pumpkin pies. Like billions.
I could only imagine.
Like, it was unbelievable. Like, and the week before Thanksgiving is like 600 million or something that they go through. I mean, it's really weird.
Have you shopped for all of your Thanksgiving ingredients yet?
No, not at all. Haven't done any.
I bought my turkey yesterday.
You did?
Yeah.
So you're ready to go. Is it just fresh? That,
it's a fresh turkey.
Is it?
Yeah. And now Jeff is panicking that it's not going to stay fresh until Thanksgiving.
Right, right. I know.
Should I be worried about that? I didn't even think of it. I thought I was like jumping the...
Maybe.
No, not jumping the gun. I thought I was like getting ahead of the curb here.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I'm okay with my turkey being large and full of hormones and just jack that baby up.
Man. I tried to go healthy. I went to Trader Joe's. I'm like, oh, they have turkeys. I'm going to go ahead and grab one now.
Yeah.
And now Jeff's like, oh my God, you got it so early. This is not going to be good before Thanksgiving.
Is it a little spindly one like a duck?
No, it's like a big turkey.
Okay. Okay.
But like, why would Trader Joe's sell turkeys right now if it weren't going to stay fresh by Thanksgiving? Yeah,
a few days. When is Thanksgiving?
Shoot.
Oh, it's a week and a half away.
Like, sure why did I do that?
I'm sure it'll be fine.
I didn't even look. No, now, what if I have to buy two turkeys now? Well, I'm going to be so mad.
Use this one as a test run.
Spend $100 on turkeys.
How much is it? What is that turkey? Poop and glitter? I mean, $100? How much are turkey?
No, I said I'm going to end up spending $100 on turkeys.
Oh, my gosh.
No. God.
I'm not doing turkey if it's $100.
How much are turkeys normally?
I don't know. Usually at this point in the game, they all got them on sale for, you know, a quarter a pound or something. 99 cents each. I don't know.
Oh. Trader Joe's did not have that deal yesterday.
Sounds like you missed that one. Which do you prefer, pumpkin pie or apple pie? It is the jug poll of the day today.
This is Tom and Becky in the morning in podcast form. Presented by Primera Ag in Paso, your one-stop shop. Visit their newly launched Western Boutique online store. It's PrimeraAgBoutique.com. Find ladies' Western fashion, men's clothes, footwear, and accessories. Use discount code PREMIER to receive 10% off.